Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Land Academy versus self-starting. Really, just getting some education, where no matter where you get it, versus self-starting. It's Land Education Week.
Yes,
here,
it is.
On the podcast.
If that's not exciting, I don't know what is. Isn't that funny? It's like when you meet people, are like, you know, hey, so what do you do? Land. Whoop. Well, nice talking to you.
Yeah, good to see you. Do you ever sit in a class like in high school and you're staring at the teacher who's about 180 years old?
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, how can this guy teach this stuff?
Oh, this
every
long.
Single
Good
year,
point.
So talking about the same stuff.
Doesn't algebra get old?
You know, when you're a kid,
yeah,
you're like, oh, he must really be into it. But then when you get a little older, like we are,
careful,
you realize it was just as painful, maybe more, for the teacher to teach that stuff and talk about it over again as it is for you to sit there and listen to it. So that's not too far off for what's going on for us here.
I've told the kids, they're like, oh my gosh, like right now, the end of the year, serious school year is coming, I can't wait. And I tell them, your teachers feel that way too, cut them some slack.
Exactly.
If there's a movie day, there's a reason why. They're sick of you too.
There's probably a heroin day.
Yeah, exactly.
For your teacher.
It's crazy.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Steve asks, I'm running into limitations with my ACH provider relationship my bank is using. No recurring withdrawals for non-business relationships and limited list of approved banks for my buyers.
Yeah.
Well, that stinks. What are the other options out there that you are all using to do ACH transactions? Viewpost.com is what I'm most familiar with. I looked into Zelle, but that does not meet my needs. Thanks for any feedback on this, Steve.
We use Heartland.
And credit cards.
Yeah. And in fact, I love where you're going with ACH, and I understand it. But I prefer to take credit cards for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more expensive. I know.
It's true.
It's actually a lot more expensive for us. But it turns out we have our property priced, so we take that into consideration, so it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of reasons, I like it, you know.
I think there's an extra security, a layer of security with credit cards.
I think so, too.
Versus ACH. I hear, you know.
Yeah, there's chargebacks. I mean, I'm very familiar with all the pros and cons. But
I'm not a huge fan. Although I hear people want ACH just because it's cheap. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan for going with the cheapest, because the cheapest is not always the best.
That's for sure.
Thank you. I had to get that out. Like jewelry. The cheapest is not always the best.
Yeah, and cars and stuff. You're absolutely right.
Men, you hear that? Thank you.
You know what this comes down to? Personal preference.
Yeah.
So, but I would check out, if you go on to landinvestors.com, in upper right-hand corner, you'll see, you know, we have a whole department at Heartland. If you dig down into what Heartland really is, they are the providers, the underlying, one of six providers for credit card processors in the country.
But you know, and I have one more.
And they have accepted and signed off on our product type.
I have one more thing to say about this too, because Steve, I think it would be beneficial if you want to do ACH, that's great, but I would also like a credit card option, because I would argue that you will have more sales if you have a credit card option.
Yeah, you know what, Jill?
Because not everyone has $10,000 in their bank, but
you're right.
They have money coming in, whatever it is, they want that property so bad, they can put it on a credit card and they could work out the payments themselves with a credit card, so I think your sales will increase.
We charge a doc prep fee. We call it a doc prep fee on every deal. It's between $200 and $400, depending on the size of the transaction, which almost always more than covers the price of all this stuff to combine.
All these fees.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's personal preference.
But I think sales will be higher.
It wasn't sitting right with me, Jill, and you nailed it.
Yep.
There are people. How many times have we sold big properties on their American Express card? Lots.
Right. Well, you know what? And I don't want to whip out.
That doesn't happen with this.
I personally am not an ACH person. I'm going to use even my debit card because it's a Visa. Even though it's all the same thing, everybody, I could write a check or use my debit. I feel a bit better, and I don't carry checks, and I have to go look at my routing number and all that.
If something goes wrong,
I don't really like that.
Here's another thing. If something goes wrong, from a customer's perspective, your customer, if something goes sideways and they you can reverse a transaction in a matter of seconds.
Right.
With ACH, you got to...
I got to write him a check.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's got to go on. So I do understand your point. It's way cheaper. But
that's it.
It's way harder, too. Yeah. And you have enough crap to worry about running a real estate company than undoing deals.
Perfect.
Today's topic, great question, though. Today's topic, Land Academy versus starting, self-starting. This is the meat of the show. Can you imagine? Self-starting, just, you know, we have members. The vast majority of the people that become happy members and stay with us forever are people who have tried to call the county and received a CD in the mail, packed full of the tax roll data, and thrown their hands up and said, there's no way I can do this.
Yeah, I'm out.
The data piece of this is too hard. Mm-hmm. Or they started with one of the other education providers out there, and they just said, you know, this is not taking me where I need to go.
Right. It's not big enough. It's not enough.
When people sign up, we have a lot of people signing up. My first question is, from where are they coming? Where did they come? Did they just hear the show and then they want to try it? Or did they do a bunch of here's my favorite. They did a bunch of research. They maybe bought a list on the internet. They sent a mailer out. They got a huge response. Maybe bought a property. Maybe bought two. Mm-hmm. Found out that there's more to it than this and that you can actually make some money. And then they came to us and said, all right, completely sold on the business model and what's possible. But now I need to know the details.
Right.
Then I know there's a real good chance they're going to succeed.
Right. I agree. I totally agree. So I was thinking about this and then thinking I'd start to make a list of the Land Academy, what the benefits are and versus the self. And I don't really have any benefits.
No benefits at all?
What? I mean, what possible benefit? What possible? I mean, honestly, let's just take a step back. What possible benefit can you think of? Give me one. Of doing this self-starting other than your personal satisfaction of it. Took me 5 years, but I figured it out myself.
All right. You know what? I feel qualified to answer this because
seriously.
I had actually self-started.
I know. But because there was nobody out there to help you.
Right. So I'm a self-starter. You know, a lot of people say that, especially in interviews. Oh, I'm a self-starter. No, you're not. Here's a profile of a self-starter. I'm going to describe myself. I call a county. I get that actual data set. I ordered 4 pizzas and get 2 gallons of water at the grocery store. And then I paint the windows black and I figure it out. I'll go into a dark room for a week. You've seen me do this.
Yes, I have. It smells lovely too, by the way, when you come out.
And I, and I'll figure it out. And when it's done, it's done. I've done websites like this and all that. And I haven't done anything like this in several years because it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. But a self-starter, just to prove it to myself, you know, so that's, and then I can hang my hat on the fact that it costs nothing. Mm-hmm. So almost probably to my detriment.
Yep.
So it's the same old story. There are certain things you have to make, and that's data, and I'm a total data person. If you're not a data person, and you don't sleep, eat, and breathe Excel and self-creating databases on your own, however you do it in SQL or whatever, I mean, there's no way you could do this.
True.
You'd have to learn all that stuff. So actually, now I'm talking myself out of it. There is no benefit. You're right.
Thank you. I'm trying to give
Unless you just want to like
give me
prove
one.
It to yourself.
Right.
But most of us have jobs and stuff.
Right.
There's no way you could do it then.
That's the whole thing. You know, the what you save, gosh, I mean, it's time. I was starting to think of what are the benefits that we provide to everybody in this program? And what is it? Time savings, check. Money savings, gosh, that's easy. Less mistakes, check.
You know, it's not even so much the education, which is, I think, fantastic. It's that tools like ParcelFact and O2O and all of that. Go ahead.
That's exactly where I was going with that. So we got time, we got money, insight, you know, gosh, the whole theory and the concept and really understanding it and everything, that's included. How about our online community? How about a group of people that are all doing the same thing with you that you can talk to about these questions every single day? The minute they come up, you have an answer because somebody's already done it and been there. So
those people are logical buyers too of the property you buy.
Huh? Our community, cheap data and mail. I mean, come on, do you really want to go try to, you can't do that on your own.
Right.
All this stuff is all because if it's a group of us, it's cheaper. And then what you just were covering too, the unique tools that we've created just right. for land people, like Parcel Fact and Deed Perfect and some other ones.
And O2O.
Office owners. Exactly. It's just like, wow.
That's a real value for me. It's those tools. Like,
I agree.
I mean, I can't imagine even doing what we do right now without Parcel Fact specifically.
Yeah. That there's a few that was a game changer, and that was one
yeah.
big one. Man.
You know, it used to be that you'd have to go find these properties. It's hard.
And some of them, remember we used to have to get it. We were on Earth Point, and we were using,
yeah.
I mean, literally finding the meridian of the city.
Baseline
and
meridian.
I've done this.
Yep.
And then I'm looking at it, and it's funny because.
And then you really don't know if you did it right.
Don't. You're looking at it going, okay, look at the map. Okay, look at this, like, looks like a wash. Does that look the same to you? It looks the same to me. And see this road here? It's the same yeah. road name. I think I've got it.
Personal facts.
And that's what's so funny. And you're like, okay, and all we have is, you know, what we think of where it is, right? We're staring at it, but you can't be 100% sure where the boundaries exactly are. And. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Parcel Fact takes a whole mystery out of it. And then actually think about doing a mailing without O2O.
Do you know what's so cool about Parcel
Fact?
Go ahead. I got to tell you something really cool. This is something people don't know. I mean, this is silly, but this is how excited I get about it. When you're looking at Parcel Pack and you're looking at a property, you scroll all the way down to the bottom, in the bottom right, you have all the GPS coordinates for every single little point.
Corner point.
And there might be 20 of them. It's not just four corners. It's like, because it's, you go from here to here to here. You literally could go with your cell phone and those coordinates and stand there and stake your own property
right.
if you wanted to.
That's right.
Which is so darn cool. I know.
That's amazing.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say. What a game changer. You know, it's like, I don't even have to, if I really want to, I could go out there with some stakes and a red ribbon and mark out my own property.
Right. And feel good about it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
it takes it out, I don't know,
cool.
like 8 or 10 decimal digits.
It's amazing how cool that is. So.
I'm glad we're doing this education week because
yeah.
we take the... we don't take it for granted, but we just don't think about how amazing the whole system really is.
Yeah, we haven't really shared it. You know, it's like, gosh.
I'm doing a huge mailer right now, almost 40,000 units. You probably don't even know this, Joe, but, and I'm really working with O2O, which is, I'm the owner of the company, and I'm realizing how valuable it is, how helpful it is really is, because all I need to do is put the data together and provide the document, and they take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that it would take me a whole weekend to do a mailer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you don't line it up right.
Yep.
If it's one line off, you're sending the wrong offer for the wrong property to the wrong owner.
Right.
So it takes
all that stuff
out of that.
If you have one line off and you send it that way, that could happen.
You could send out 40,000 wrong mailers.
Right.
Which I've done.
Right.
And spent the
so
following 2 weeks
explaining.
So
you need to make sure your data is good. I have to stand up for O2O office owners and just say that. You got to make sure your columns don't miss one line in one column or one little box in one column.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you pulled your data. So,
but, I mean, self-starting, you can do it, but why?
Yeah. I really don't have any positive good thing. It's not, you're not saving money.
No, you're wasting money. I think that's the next show.
You're not saving time.
It is the real cost of not educating yourself.
Okay.
If you don't get education up front.
Right.
It's like driving. If you get into a car and teach yourself to drive on the 405, you're going to get into an accident. How much is that going to cost? So what was the cost of education there, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. Can you think of any business or any industry or anything that you would want to...
Self-start?
Uh-huh.
So I've been thinking about that. Like, where does self-start really rewarding? And you and I alluded to it. You and I in a total conversation off the air earlier said this to each other about an unrelated topic. This stuff is easy for us.
Oh.
It's not easy for everybody.
Oh.
Dealing with staff.
That's a good point.
Dealing with staff and people and customers and systems and websites and the tech level of tech that's mm-hmm. involved in all of this, for whatever reason, it comes natural to both of us. And for some people, it's like pulling teeth. It's true. Certain parts of it are still like pulling teeth with me, but for the, in general, we make it work.
Right.
Both with the Academy Porsche companies and with our actual real estate companies. So that is even a bigger argument for not self-starting.
Right.
Unless you have a crazy personality that is like, let's say Steve Jobs, okay? Or Bill Gates, or some of the name brand entrepreneurs that are out there who are just hardwired. Mm-hmm. They are hardwired to self-start and like create brands. Mm-hmm. Unless you're one of those people, I'm not sure it makes sense to self-start anything. Go ahead.
You know what? When you really think about it,
just
though,
just raised your hand like
I
she's
did.
In a classroom.
That way I knew, you know, I have something to say. I do think of all of our members, though, as some version of self-starters. They're just self-starters doing it right. You know, because they really are. When you think about it, this is not a franchise. This is just us sharing. This is we us sharing our business model. And you take it and you own it and you do it however it works for you. So really, I mean, especially our most successful members, they are self-starters. They said, you know what? I got it now. I took your thing and I tweaked it and this is my thing and I'm killing it over here.
Yep.
You know, and this is how I work it. So there's a version of that.
Almost,
you have to be in the self-starter mindset even, yeah. By the way, to even find us.
That's right.
You're looking for something. You know there's something out there. You're not a union person or whatever you want to be.
Right.
Your 9-to-5 job is not cutting it. You're looking for something else.
Or maybe by leaps and bounds, the most successful people that are in our group have already self-started something and realize that there's more.
That's true.
Maybe they flipped a house and they did it wrong and they're like, oh, this got to be an easier way.
Right.
Or they own a drugstore. Mm-hmm. And it's profitable, but it's just not getting them where they want to be. Mm-hmm. Or on and on and on.
Exactly.
Online, a lot of online people who sell stuff on the internet, eBay and Amazon and things like that, seem to find us. And I think it's because what they're looking for is something that's more profitable to sell online to roll into their business. Like land is mm-hmm. crazy, crazy profitable. 100% to 200% profit margins.
That's true.
You know, versus like consumer electronics, which is 3-5% probably.
Exactly.
And you don't have to worry about where the next shipment's coming from.
Yep.
So self-starting, Land Academy is a very logical extension of after you've self-started and you realize there's more.
Perfect. I could not have said it better.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another almost 20 minutes again listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss the real cost of not educating yourself first.
This is going to be fun. And we answer your questions posted on our online community found off of landacademy.com. Go there. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I was trying to think. I started my little list. I put Land Academy on one side and self-starting on the other. And I realize as I'm writing things down, on the Land Academy side, it's all positives. And on the self-starting side, it's all negatives. And then I went, okay, wait a minute. There has to be one positive on the self-start guide. And all I can't find one other than the satisfaction of I figured it out myself. However, how can you be as good as a couple hundred people and all of our mistakes combined, yeah, and all of the things that we've learned combined? There's no way.
You know what we never talk about? It's just Land Investors itself, the website,
yeah,
which is an online community. People buy property through there. It's a built-in audience for,
you know,
selling,
you're right,
property.
There's deals. People don't know that the deals are going on in the background right on that site.
Right.
Yeah.
Read your list. Just read the words. Like, right, if you're comfortable doing that.
My Land Academy side? Okay. Yeah. On the Land Academy side, I put time, money, insight, community, cheap data and mail, unique land tools.
Yeah, and it's not going to be cheaper anywhere else either. We didn't even say that.
And on the self side, I stopped with learning curve and mistakes. Like, I'm out. I don't know. I don't want to make this a big little, you know, whatever, negative thing, but I don't know.
Right.
So, hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.